Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
And welcome, responsible delinquents, to minisode number 153 on the More Than Fitness Podcast. I'm going to get cozy here on my couch, per usual. Hope everyone is having a wonderful day so far. And the reason why I hope it's going well is because after we go through some of these excuses, you may feel a little shitty about yourself, because I would bet that one of them is going to resonate really hardcore with you. And you know what? Like, that's a good thing, right? Because that's kind of the whole point of this. That's the whole reason why I wanted to make this minisode, is because we can bullshit ourselves very easily all the time, especially around things that are important to us, and even that give us a lot of meaning. And obviously our health and fitness, everyone listening to this, it's going to be a big part of their life. So even though we can, for the most part, probably say that we are more health conscious than most people, we still have even higher standards for ourselves. And if we're not upholding those standards over time, well, then we can kind of have this illusion, and we can kind of have this misalignment between who we think we are and the actions that we're taking on a daily basis. And so what I'm trying to do with this minisode and with all of my content is to try to bridge that gap between those two things, so that we can continually match our actions with the things that we say are important to us. And so with this minisode, might get a little ranty. And I think that comes with this, because some of us, we sometimes need that kick in the ass. I've got my Joe Rogan shirt on, so probably going to get canceled, or people are going to unfollow me or something. just so happened that I had the shirt on then whenever we're doing this, but it helps. So it can help us conquer our inner bitch, as Mr. Rogan likes to say. All right, let's go ahead and jump into these. The top four excuses holding you back from getting in shape and how to overcome them. Number one is, I don't know where to start. And real quick, with all these, like, I empathize with all of you on these, because these are all things that I have said myself, that I've helped hundreds of other clients do this one-to-one, my fat loss clients. And it's just like, I get it. So everything that I'm about to say, just know I say it with love. But yeah, so the first one, I don't know where to start. And I get this, because with all the information out there today, with social media, with blogs, with, you know, even magazines, if you're still reading magazines, with, you know, coworkers, with whatever it is, right? With athletes, celebrities saying these things that you look up to, these people that you look up to, and they're saying that they did X, Y, and Z, and, you know, you think that that's going to work for you, or you trust them, so you're going to do what they endorse. There's just a lot of shit that you could do. And so that can come with some paralysis. So paralysis by analysis, there's so many options. You have so much opportunity that you're drowning in it. And then you don't end up doing anything, because you just kind of put it off. It seems like such a daunting task that, you know, there's so many places to start. So I'm not even going to give it my mental energy right now, because it feels like such a big task that I have other things that I need to do right now, rather than figure out my entire fitness plan, my health plan, my nutrition plan, exercise, etc. And I get that. However, this is, again, something that is important to us. And so we've just got to make the time. I know it's cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. You simply have to make the time. And how I see it, I see two solutions with this first excuse. The first one is going to be, find one person, one to two people maybe. One person, so hopefully me, right? Might be biased, but find one person to follow their advice on diet and exercise, and hopefully they have, you know, some training plans, some nutrition advice, etc. And I have hundreds of minisodes alone that could help you out with both of those things for sure. I have downloadables sent. You can click the link in the bio and get my Ultimate Physique Development, my free workout 30-day workout plan. That's something that you could start with, right? What I'm saying is, find one person to follow, take their advice for at least 30 days, and just see what happens. right? Because the problem is that we have all of these people that we maybe trust and follow, but they're maybe a little bit different here and there, or maybe there's some alignments and things, but you just don't know exactly which path to take. All I'm saying is pick one of them. You just need a plan. You don't need the best plan. You just need a plan to get you going, right? Because the first thing, like even doing a shitty plan for the most part, assuming it's not completely shitty, but if you're following this, listen to my advice, start with some of the stuff that I've already said and just do that for 30 days and kind of see what happens. And don't listen to anyone else, right? Don't do anything else. Don't follow another program. Don't jump onto another diet, not another workout plan. Don't listen to Becky at work, right? Don't listen to anybody else but one person that you trust that has some credibility behind them and follow what they say and just give it your all. Just give it your best for 30 days. And I promise you, whatever it is that you do, even if it's minuscule, it's gonna be better than doing absolutely nothing. So that would be the first tip. And the second tip is that, like, if you don't maybe have that person or that exact plan or something like that, this is where messy action can come into handy. And messy action is exactly what it sounds like. It's just like most of you know what you probably should and shouldn't be doing on a regular basis. And I'm not saying that you can't do it or that it's good or bad or anything like that. I'm just saying that most of the time you can probably make better choices than what you're doing now just by using some common sense, right? This is the common sense dieting that I've talked about in other minisodes, right? And it's including more protein with each meal. It's including a serving of fruits and vegetables with each meal. It's drinking more water in between meals and with meals, and probably taking away some alcohol, probably not eating as many desserts, right? It's just these common things that we know we need to be doing on a regular basis. And so just start today after listening to this, because you can decide right in this moment, right now, whenever you're listening, that you can decide from the next choices that you have to make are going to be favorable towards a healthier version of yourself. You just have to decide. And that's the start, right? And then that messy action after that, that's whenever you can start to build momentum. And so it's like, even if you just start with one choice, like just have a side salad with lunch, just have a side salad with dinner, right? And that's it. That's the only thing that you have to do. Start there. Build some momentum, get that easy win, and then you can kind of build up from there, right? So that's a simple place where you can start. So that's the first excuse. The second excuse is going to be, I don't have time, I'm overwhelmed, and I need to wait until things, quote unquote, settle down. So I need to wait until work settles down. You know, it could be kids, it could be just life in general. You could be going on vacations, right? Whatever. And I get it. Sometimes there's very legitimate things in life that are going on that you simply cannot prioritize. Well, here's the thing. It's just like, you're going to be making these choices anyway. You're making choices every single day that are going to be favorable towards your health or unfavorable, right? Not making a choice is still a choice. So you're going to have to make these decisions every single day. You have to eat every single day, right? You have to choose to work out or not every single day, or to move every day or not, right? So it's just like, I get it. You can be super busy, right? But I think that oftentimes this excuse is just an excuse so that you don't have to be present, right? So that you don't have to focus and prioritize on these things that are important to you, right? I think lots of times people can have all this stuff going on in their head and they can be thinking about all these things, but it just comes down to the fact that you're not prioritizing your attention, right? You're not prioritizing things that are important to you. You're not prioritizing getting this stuff together, because you can get these things organized. You can take a step back. You can take a deep breath. You can reset. You can figure out everything that is urgent and important to you and figure out where it falls along that list. And you can figure out something to do. And the reason why I know so many of you are full of shit whenever it comes to this excuse of I don't have time or it's too busy right now, I need to wait until things can settle down. It's just like, right now, turn this off, go look at your screen time right now and give me the average of the last 7 days. My bet is that you have plenty of fucking time to figure these things out. And I know this is such a millennial thing to say, right? 27-year-old white dude, like I get it. Single white dude. It's like, I get it. However, also, I bet I'm also not wrong. So it's just like, go look into your screen time. How many hours do you have on your phone? And how many of those hours could probably be at least 1 hour could be allocated to prepping some meals, figuring out tomorrow's menu, right? Figuring out a workout plan for tomorrow, or going to work out today, or going for a walk today, right? It's just like the reason why that whenever we say I need to wait until things settle down, and the what this is called is like the pause button mentality. I love precision nutrition for calling it that. All you're doing is training your brain to only take action whenever all the circumstances are perfect. And as we know, that's definitely not going to happen, right? So you're just giving your mind this incentive to start and stop and start and stop and start and stop. Instead of just like, instead of the on or off switch, right? It's just a dial. So instead of you're either on your diet, you're off your diet, you're either on your plan, you're off your plan. It's just like, all you need to do is figure out what you can do in that moment. So it's like, if you can't go to the gym, cool. Let's do a body weight workout. Can't do a body weight workout. Cool. Let's go for a walk. Can't do a walk. Okay. Let's park further away from work, right? It's just like, what are these kind of conscious decisions that we can make that are going to lead to this healthier version of ourselves, right? So that is number two. I'm going to make sure I'm okay on time. All right. 11 minutes. We're going to rush through these. The third one is going to be, I'm getting older, right? Metabolism is slower, hormones and genetics, all of those kind of combined. And again, I get it. There is circumstances where this stuff absolutely comes into play, but sorry to upset a lot of you, but your metabolism doesn't actually slow down. I'm pretty sure this is clear in the research. I'm pretty sure until like your 50s or 60s, whenever your metabolism actually like literally slows down. And also whenever it slows down, it's actually not by that much. It's only by maybe like 100 calories or something like that. It's not a ton, right? It's not going to be a lot. What ends up happening though is you guys probably end up moving less. That's much more likely, right? You get stressed, you have kids, you have work, you have, you're just tired. You're watching more TV, right? You're just sitting around more compared to maybe whenever you were younger. It's like, I can remember in college, I was always moving around, right? I was always, you know, I was doing stuff. I was at the gym 2 hours a day. I was running around with friends. I was doing whatever. It's just like oftentimes it's not necessarily you getting older and your metabolism things. It's likely you're making shittier food choices and you're moving less. That's just it. That's it. And that's fine. It's totally fine. Like just, but don't make excuses that it's your genetics or hormones or that you're getting older. It's like, oh, well, wait until you're my age, dude. Fuck you. How about that? That's how I feel, honestly. Wait till you're my, it's just like, dude, I can name 40 other dudes who are 5 years older than you or woman, whatever, that are still crushing it. And they've got a busier career. They've got an extra child, right? There's other things going on. And again, I get it. I'm the 27-year-old single dude telling you these things, but it doesn't make it any less true. All you can do is all you can do, right? So that's the thing with this stuff, with these hormones and genetics and getting older. It's like, even let's say yes, let's say all of those things are happening. Let's say your hormones are fucked up. Let's say that you have a shittier genetics than the other person. It's like, cool, okay, I sympathize with you. I get it. But now what? What are you going to do? You have to do something anyway, right? Are you just going to play the self-pity card and be a victim and just not change anything? It's like, that's ridiculous, right? It's like, you can't live your life that way, and you're not going to be happy living your life that way. And you're not going to be happy until you actually take control over these things and you put those excuses aside and be like, okay, listen, here's the I've got dealt a shitty card of hands, but it's like, I'm gonna make the best of it, right? Because while it is definitely not your fault that you have these issues, it is your responsibility to take care of yourself in spite of those issues, right? So there you go. Excuse number three. And then excuse number four, I don't have the motivation or energy and I'm too tired. This one is really a self-fulfilling prophecy, because you eat terribly and then your energy is bad, right? You drink alcohol and then your sleep is bad, right? Then you don't work out consistently, so you feel weak. It's just like, if you don't prioritize these things, then of course, all of those things that I just mentioned are all going to accumulate to, I feel shitty. And then whenever you feel shitty, you're also then not going to do those things. And it just becomes this perpetual cycle of shittiness, right? So instead, you just need to prioritize your health instead of constantly putting it in the back of your head in this never ending to-do list of like, oh, I'll take care of it later. It's like, again, going back to the one earlier, it's like, you're going to have to make choices throughout this day anyway. So let's just, it doesn't have to be perfect choices, but let's just go with good enough choices. If we go to Chick-fil-A, use the healthy, unhealthy rule that I like. It's like, do you really need to get fries with your fried chicken sandwich? Maybe swap it out and get a fruit cup, right? Maybe get the little salad thing. Maybe get the grilled chicken wrap. Maybe get the grilled nuggets instead, right? What kind of compromise could you make that can kind of satisfy both? It doesn't have to be a complete change. You don't have to not go to Chick-fil-A at all and then go home and cook chicken and rice and broccoli, but go to Chick-fil-A and just get one thing that you wouldn't normally get that is going to push you out of your comfort zone just a little bit to give you that easy win to keep pushing forward, right? And then what's going to happen is that, so you find a plan. This could be working out or nutrition, things that I just mentioned, right? You find that plan, and then the clarity from this plan, you have some type of direction that's going to give you some energy. That's going to give you some motivation to keep going forward because you believe in this plan, right? And then the behavior of following through with this plan will then increase your motivation. So it's like your feelings follow behavior, right? That's what I want you to understand, is that the behavior doesn't come, the feeling isn't going to come first, right? The motivation isn't going to come first. You have to take these actions and then the motivation will come. So it's like feelings follow behavior. Take the behavior or take the action and then the feelings will follow, right? And it's just like, if you're just waiting around the whole time to be motivated or to be inspired or to do whatever, it's just like, you're going to be waiting a very long time. And so my advice is to find a plan, get that clarity, start taking action as small as you can, lower your expectations, and then I promise the motivation will come, build the momentum from there. And that's it. You don't have to be a damn fitness influencer and work out like 6 days a week. Just find something minimal and keep going from there. Or if you're already doing a decent amount, step it up just another notch, right? Figure out whatever that missing piece is. And I'm going to leave you guys on this mini-sode with an awesome quote that I heard from Seneca, who is an old dead philosopher guy that's really smart. But he said, we should treat the body rigorously so it's not disobedient to the mind. We should treat the body rigorously so it's not disobedient to the mind. I promise you, the more that you work out, the more energy you're going to have, the more clarity you're going to have, the happier you're going to feel, the healthier you're going to be. And that's it. That's what I got today. Top four excuses holding you back from getting in shape and how to overcome them. If you like the minisodes, if you like the podcast, please rate, review, subscribe. It helps, guys. Please, if you're listening to this, go right now. There's a link in the description. You can fill out a review for iTunes and anything else. Or if you're on YouTube, like that shit, subscribe. Tell some friends, put it on your Instagram story. That'd be awesome too. I'm trying to grow this. I'm trying to grow us, right? The responsible delinquents. I want us to take over the entire fucking world. All right, and that is it for Minisode number 153. Thank you guys, as always, for listening and for watching. See ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.